You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
And she is live from spring training. This is awesome. Cubs baseball for you today. I'm Dave Raymond with Kerry Muscat at MLB.com and Cubs.com. So, Kerry, how's the weather in Arizona?
They're predicting record highs this week. Right. And it's a lot better than Chicago. No offense to the folks in Chicago who actually like snow and cold, but I don't. So it's very pleasant. Although I'm a little nervous when it gets to be 90 degrees in February, what it's going to be like down here in April and May and June. But no, it's hot. It's hot, but it's very pleasant hot.
Yeah. It's the perfect hot. These first few weeks are always great. It does get a little hot there toward the end, but so how many have shown up? What is the status of camp at the moment?
Well, considering that pitchers and catchers don't even have to report until Friday, I think, which is the 19th or Saturday, whenever the 19th is, there's almost a full roster of players here, and it's really impressive. Among the position players that arrived early were Anthony Rizzo and Jason Hayward's been here for almost a week. Javier Baez is here. Chris Bryant showed up. I'm trying to think who else is out there. Miguel Montero, of course, he lives in Arizona. That's a little cheating, but there's a full turnout. I've seen all the starting pitchers except Kyle Hendricks, and that could be just maybe because I missed him. But pitchers are all in camp, and it's a lot of it's a credit to the Cubs facility here. And because it's a gorgeous setup, and it's fairly new. And if I were sitting at home in the cold, I'd rather come down here and work out here. You know, there's just no discussion. So.
Right. So in as much as, you know, it hasn't, I guess, officially began, right? Nobody's required to be there yet. What is the structure like right now?
Well, early it's a lot of the pitching coach has a pretty formal routine. He has guys doing just some light bullpen sessions pretty early. Then he can get off to the golf course, but don't quote me on that. And then they've got some early hitting for some of the guys. You know, they can go in the cage. I know one day Jason Hayward was out here for about 2 hours with the hitting coach and then did a lot of his work after that. A lot of it's just getting the rust off for a lot of these guys, opening up their shoe boxes, you know, with checking out all the new deliveries they've got for 2016. I'm sure we haven't been in the clubhouse yet, but I'm sure that Chris Bryant's got a stack full of gear waiting for him to open up. But, you know, it's good now early for guys like Kyle Schwarber. I was just talking to Mike Borzello, the Cubs catching instructor, and he was saying that Schwarber caught some bullpens early today, and now he wants, after he's done hitting, he wants to go over into the cage and do some more catching drills. You know, so it's now with more freedom in terms of scheduling and with the staff available, you know, these guys can get a head start on what they want to do heading into spring and when it's more structured and heading into the season.
It is amazing how spring training has become like its own animal, Kerry. I mean, this thing, it used to be you'd get there as close to start time as possible or you'd be late.
Right. And guys used to use spring training to get in shape. And now, you know, as you know, they some guys would just show up and, you know, like Rick Sutcliffe used to joke about how, you know, spring training was just getting shape time. Now these guys look terrific. I was talking to pitching coach Chris Bosio, and he was saying that Jake Arrieta is in better shape this year than he was last year, which could be a little scary.
Yeah. So from your standpoint, then, you just like as the writer during spring training, I know it gets to be a bit of a routine,
right?
But what are you looking for right now? What are you trying to poke around and find out?
First off, I have to figure out which Starbucks I can get my coffee at the quickest. That's usually the first priority. So I haven't quite got that system down. There's a little bit of a rush hour line at my favorite one, so I have to work on that. But no, you're just kind of watching. You're kind of watching how, you know, when camp starts. Obviously, it's early now, but you'll start to watch the pitchers, watch you know, how they're, you know, doing their side sessions, what they're working on. I know, for example, Jason Hamill spent a lot of this off season on his workout routine. So he's going to be coming in, you know, trying to show that he's in better shape and better condition. You know, so he'll be doing his side sessions. It's just, early on, you're just kind of watching who's throwing, who's working with who. It's actually, you know, pitchers fielding practice, PFP, is kind of boring, but it can be kind of fun if they do it right, if they do it quick. I know talking to Dave Martinez, the bench coach, he was saying that they prefer to keep the practices short because they short and tight and get the work done that way, so you're not sort of getting guys bored with the drills. You know, if you can do it right and you can do it quickly, then you can get done quicker, and then they can go and sit by the pool and do whatever they get to do. So that's usually when I get to work, but never mind that. So
is spring training one of the tougher times though for you? I mean, do you find that you're busier and working more hours and covering more angles?
Well, you are. It's a long day because, you know, usually we're at the facility, you know, by 7:30. And then depending on games, you know, in the early stage when there aren't any games, you know, you kind of hope to be out of here by lunchtime. That doesn't always happen. They are long days. I have to remember to get my energy bars. Thanks for reminding me. So I don't get hungry in the middle of the day. But it's, you know, you're just kind of, you know, I've got a list of guys that you want to talk to see how they went, how the winter went for them. You're following guys on Twitter, you sort of see, you know, little new things. For example, Chris Bryant got engaged over the winter. You know, Kyle Hendricks got engaged over the winter. You know, so you just sort of keep an eye on that kind of thing. You can follow up on that. Spring training for me is good. I like it because the guys are relaxed. You can talk to them about things that are a little more personal. It's a little easier to get one-on-one time with them, which I like. So I enjoy it down here quite a bit. I would kind of like spring training all year, but I haven't quite been able to convince anybody else to do that.
Yeah, that would be a really, really tough fight right there, Carrie. But
yeah,
do you stockpile material then that you're able to, you know,
Yeah, you can. We do with Cubs.com and MLB.com with the internet. You know, you can run quite a bit of stuff. We have a lot of space, so I'm able to get a lot of stuff up there on the site, and that's been good. So I try and space out the features. Once the games start, you know, then the games sort of dictate a little bit what you're writing about. But early, you're stockpiling a couple things, but can't wait too long because you never know who's gonna, you know, who's gonna come up and get the story and before you do.
Okay, so last thing then, you know, is real actual coverage of items. What is kind of the big piece that you feel you're going to be watching closely? Fans are going to want to read about, whether it's a position battle or something along those lines this spring.
Well, I know when we were doing some of the MLB.com preview stuff, they asked us about position battles, and I started thinking about it, and there really aren't any, you know, on this team. I mean, they've got Rizzo at first, Zobrist is set for second, you've got Addison Russell at short, and Bryant at third. They're projecting Schwarber in left, you've got Hayward in center, and Soler in right. They're really pretty much set position-wise. I think the biggest thing to me that will be interesting to watch is the pitching, because they've got some new faces. A guy like Adam Warren, who they got in the Starlin Castro trade. You've got Rex Brothers, who they're trying to get back on track. They got him from the Rockies. But I mean, those are the kind of things that'll be interesting to watch, at least at this point, early in camp. And that's just, I know that they want to stretch out guys. Fans might be a little puzzled because you might see Trevor Cahill or Travis Wood get a start. I think it's more just to get them innings. One of the things Bosio really likes about this team is the fact that they have so many starters in the pen because these guys are versatile. They know they can do a lot of things. It's helped them. I know Cahill, especially, his velocity has gone up since he's been in the pen more than starting. And that all that kind of stuff is really going to help. So we'll see. It should be an interesting spring. We won't have as much weirdness with Madden trying to figure out what he's going to do, what he's going to do this year to top last year. Last year we had a DJ during warm-ups, which was actually kind of fun. It was livened it up. But we'll see what happens there.
Well, we know he'll find a way anyway to keep it light. Well, happy spring training to you, Carrie.
Thank you.
Good luck with the Starbucks and the stockpiling of the energy bars.
Yeah.
And have a good time.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Dave.
Okay. Carrie Muscat, MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.